Judge Cortez highlights finances, infrastructure, and regional growth in 2025 State of the County. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Texas Border Business. For the first time in more than a decade, Hidalgo County delivered a State of the County address on October 8, 2025, at the McAllen Convention Center, in an event hosted by RioPlex, LLC. County Judge Richard F. Cortez and the four commissioners highlighted finances, public safety, infrastructure, and a binational economic development strategy they say positions the region as a gateway to prosperity. "It's a night to be proud, proud of who we are," Cortez said. The last state of the county was in 2013, when the population was 775,000. "Today, we're well over 1 million residents," Cortez said. He noted the general fund budget grew from $213 million when he took office to $316 million, and the fund balance increased from $61 million in 2019 to an estimated $150 million. "We will have a fund balance close to 50%, he said, adding that projects have been accomplished without increasing the tax rate. Sheriff Eddie Guerra stated that violent crime has decreased by 28% and index crimes by 48% during his tenure, attributing the decline to the efforts of his staff and partnerships with other agencies. He praised the new courthouse, which replaced a 1950s building that had absolutely no security features. "The upgraded facility has secure holding cells, controlled access, and cameras, which," Guerra said, "relieved longstanding concerns." District Attorney Terry Palacios called the courthouse one of the most beautiful courthouses I've ever seen and praised its technology. "We no longer have to bring in TVs or other equipment. We can easily present our evidence right in the courtroom," he said. Commissioners outlined precinct projects. Precinct 1 Commissioner David Fuentes discussed the Water Reclamation Management Project, first of its kind in Texas, which will provide clean water to 72,000 residents. He also cited 75 miles of road improvements, $125 million in secured funding, and a 16-mile hike and bike trail that will be one of the longest continuous trails in Texas. Precinct 2 Commissioner Eddie Cantu highlighted trails, inclusive parks, and youth programs. "We built the first multi-city hike and bike trail in San Juan Park," he said. He noted partnerships with Boys and Girls Clubs serving over 1,000 kids daily, scholarships for seniors, and nearly $500 million in drainage projects. Precinct 3 Commissioner Ever Villarreal reported on road expansions, a new health clinic, and the relocation of the South Shurock Clinic. "For the first time, Precinct 3 will have a dedicated hike and bike trail," he said. He also announced the precinct's first community resource center. Precinct 4 Commissioner Ellie Torres pointed to public health and sanitation initiatives, including a new public health facility, the Romualdo Cerda Jr. Justice Center, and expanded streetlight programs. "Since 2019, she said, the precinct has expanded from 1 to 4 parks, launched 44 drainage projects, and paved over 100 roads. Together we are building a stronger, more vibrant precinct," Torres said. Hidalgo County Drainage District No. 1 General Manager Raul E. Sesson said the district has completed over 330.4 miles of drainage improvements and 656 acres of detention. He described the Delta Water Management Project, which could provide potable water for up to 100,000 people. Economic development was another focus. RioPlex Chairman Joaquin Spamer said the region once had an identity crisis, but RioPlex now promotes South Texas and Northern Mexico as a unified industrial hub. "Anyone connected to the industrial sector is welcome," Spamer said. Cortez agreed, "We are the gateway to three of the largest economies in the world, Texas, Mexico, and the United States." Cortez ended with a call for unity. "We will plan together. We will make adjustments together. We will succeed together, not because the path is easy, but because we refuse to quit until we reclaim our narrative and are recognized around the world for our excellence," he said. "This journey begins today. This is our gateway to prosperity." First name, email.